frustrating as it's been just not be able to get on the road here without him dying.
Yeah, and I mean, extremely frustrating. Yeah.
What do you think the issue was tonight?
You know, I wasn't on the plate, but they have good strike zone awareness, and I wasn't on the plate, so yeah.
On the balls that are getting hit, I mean, do you feel like your stuff's good enough to get the swing and miss, and they're just getting enough on it? It doesn't look like you're getting hammered. It just looks like a lot of them are dropping in.
Yeah. I would agree with that. It's that's what's been really frustrating. You know, I think I'm an inch away here and there, and you know, it's feel like nothing's really gone my way, but. You know, I think there's a reason for that, and I need to be, you know, that much better. So,
yeah. Everything feel okay physically?
Yeah.
The dichotomy, though, of this is that you're doing fine in safe situations, and in these kind of non-leverage situations is where you're having problems.
Right.
And that's not normal for your career. Your career, right. You've been pretty steady.
Yeah, this is unusual, and not to go on any longer for sure. I can't say the situation, you know, is a factor. It's ironic. But this is my job, you know, in a tie situation. And it's part of my job, so I need to take care of it. Yeah.
Go ahead.
How much can you draw from just being a vet and having been through this kind of stuff before and just been able to get through it? And
Unfortunately, I have been in these situations before. It doesn't feel like I've given a year's worth of runs up in a week. I don't know if I've done that. I think I did in 2012, and that wasn't a good time. But I also learned the most in my entire career after I did that, too. So, you know, I'm trying to pick up the positives right now, and I have been trying to do that the last few days. So, going to continue to search and you know, stay positive, because I don't feel like I'm that far away, and feel like my head's in a good spot, and you know, physically I'm good. So you know, I have all the confidence in the world that I'm going to bounce back, and you know, this is going to be a great year. It's kind of crazy right now.
I hesitate to ask, it's not like it's been five straight outings. Terrible, but could you benefit from a lower leverage outing here and there? Do you
honestly
think you need that?
I know, I mean, I'm not going to say that they, you know, that's up to them, but I don't see value in a lower leverage situation. But it's, that's what I live for, is that situation. So that's where I want to be, and I feel like I, you know, that's what I come to the yard for every day. So
you said they're all tough, but is it more frustrating when it's one of those, like where what Jack was describing, where it's not solid contact or anything like that, versus somebody really, really hammering one?
It's all frustrating, you know. It's yeah, I mean, you don't want guys to hammer it, because you know, there's obvious reasons they're hammering it, but yeah, it's all frustrating when things don't go the way you want them to. You know?
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate your time.
No problem. Hey,